The snow is deep and the purse is big, so organizers expect a good turnout at this year's Arctic Man. The unique race in the Hoodoo Mountains near Paxson brings together snow machiners, skiers, and snowboarders for Alaska's biggest annual party. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The procession of motorhomes and trucks with trailers in tow, loaded with snow machines, has been building over the past week, and the pace will pick up over the next few days, leading up to the 27th annual Arctic Man Ski and Snow Go Classic. Race director Howard Thies says the course is looking especially good this year because Mother Nature has been generous.
The snowpack is the biggest we've probably seen in 15 years. We're averaging anywhere from 6 to 7 feet everywhere you went.
That's why Thies says he expects a big turnout for this year's event for both competitors and spectators.
At the rate we're going, we'll have 60 competitors, the most we've had probably in 10 years.
And that's why this year's purse is so big, which in turn is attracting even more competitors from all over, including thrill-seeking Alaskans and, increasingly, the likes of X Games participants and Winter Olympic athletes.
The purse is going to be up to about $112,000, $115,000. First place in the men's ski division, we guaranteed $27,000.
All of which is generating a lot of buzz and boosting the estimated number of spectators that will turn out for Arctic Man. Some 14,000 are expected this year, creating, as they say, Alaska's fourth biggest city for a weekend. Alaska State Troopers Lieutenant Lonnie Piskoya says that means lines of vehicles, including slower moving rigs with trailers, will slow traffic on both the Richardson and Glenn highways leading to Arctic Man. Piskoya says troopers will be out in force on those two roadways throughout this week to ensure motorists don't risk themselves or others by passing the slow rigs unsafely.
People are going to pass motorhomes, they're going to pass trailers with snow machines, and so we know that there's going to be a lot of traffic, so we put troopers out there for safety reasons.
Piskoya says troopers also will, when possible, bust the drivers of the slow rigs who don't pull over when five or more vehicles get stuck behind them. He says troopers also will be on the lookout for drunk driving.
One of the primary focuses for our highway traffic team is for DUI enforcement. They will be looking out for that.
Arctic Man has had its problems with excessive drinking over the years. A Fairbanks man was badly injured last year when he was hit by a snow machine driven by what troopers suspect was a drunken operator. Piskoya says troopers will be patrolling the area around Arctic Man on snow machine 24/7. And he recommends those who overdo it on Saturday should ensure they take the time to sober up Sunday before they head back.
Give yourself plenty of time, get some rest, and ensure that you don't have any remaining or residual alcohol in your system.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.